Whatever. I'm not watching it again.
Oh yeah, you done?
No, I mean season two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only going forward. I can't go back.
Can't go back. Can't go back.
You don't want to go back and watch them all in black and white the way they're re-airing them?
Nope.
Oh
It's
yeah.
dumb.
Black
I
and
get
white's
that.
for black and white's for poor people that can't afford color TVs.
You're like, I can afford all the colors. All the colors that I know live up in the rainbows.
There you go.
Yeah. What am I looking at here?
What?
Oh.
I eat Skittles in front of homeless people. Say, taste a rainbow.
Enjoy your black and white M&Ms, bitches.
Yeah.
I eat the green because you hit a home run when you eat the green ones.
Yeah, when I was a kid, it was the green ones were supposed to make you horny.
What?
Yeah, you always fed the green M&Ms to the girls.
What?
I like that.
You know, that was
There's a
that.
commercial where the kid hit a home run when he hit a green
I'm just
one.
saying this was probably going around that same point in time, like the mid to late 80s, but that was the one that was the aphrodisiac. That was the roofies of the 80s, was green M&Ms.
Get some
Mark my
wet.
words, the roofies of the 80s.
Sounds like a good band name.
Let's try it. Let's have everybody try it on their significant other.
I'm just gonna get a shitload of green M&Ms tonight.
Yeah, go to like the M&M store they have over in
The big
Vegas where
cylinders.
you can get all one color and you can get them like with messages printed on them and stuff. Just get a bunch of green ones and have like the same messages that come in those little stupid Valentine's Day hearts, like
Be mine.
yeah, exactly, kiss me, all that crap like that. And just put terrible, terrible, dirty sexual things on there on a bunch of green M&Ms, and that will come true.
You'll probably be depleted of fluids.
Probably.
Yeah.
You'd be dehydrated. Get kidney stones. It could be bad. If I can impart any one piece of knowledge to everybody who might want to try this at home, drink lots of water. Stay
Drink
hydrated.
lots of water.
Big pills. Jeez.
This coming out of the mouth of the guy who was just talking about how strong the word hate is.
Dark Knight Rises sucks.
He is not a mentally disabled person.
Are you nuts?
He's just southern.
I agree with Justin.
Oh, God.
Uptown all the way.
That's Justin's kiss of death right there.
I like songs with instructions because it really helps me out.
Welcome back to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. David here running the ship today, and as always, I'm with Amanda, Justin, and Randy. In order quick, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Super, thanks for asking.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Yes. It's actually an exciting day. Randy and I are actually podcasting from the same room.
Ooh.
Magical.
What?
On top of each
Magical.
other.
Oh yeah, we're definitely stacked, three
We're
dudes
under
deep.
the same blanket.
Docking station.
Yeah, it's like never ending story, but there's two of us.
Ooh.
Docking procedures commenced.
I like it.
The Irish dark. Never mind.
It just went to a real dark place there.
It was about to get rough. But yeah, we got a great show today. We are going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff. So Amanda, why don't you kick us off? Talk us a little about TV.
Well, last night marked the beginning of season four of The Walking Dead. Woo! Yay!
Yeah.
Come on, guys!
Waving hands like Kermit.
Do we care?
I care. I liked it.
It bored me the hell
So,
out.
shut up. Stop. This is my segment.
Like the crazy lady with the husband that's dead.
I thought for sure she was taking him back to the governor.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert.
She
Anyway.
doesn't take him back to the governor. She also doesn't take him to Reagan or Sasquatch. Those are all spoilers, too, I guess.
Ronald Reagan?
Ronald Reagan. The actor?
And who's the first lady?
I saw Jerry Lee Lewis as the Secretary of State.
Oh, jeez.
Were you saying something, Amanda?
I don't know, I forgot.
Walking Dead, 16.1 million viewers.
Oh, right. Record-breaking ratings for AMC. Well, for TV in general right now, right? I don't know. I don't pay attention to ratings.
It's the best zombie show on AMC.
The most classy, entertaining, great zombie show. That's my Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. He's so dumb. Anyway, what happened on The Walking Dead? Anything good? Did Carl die yet?
No, unfortunately.
Close.
I saw he ditched the hat, though. That's exciting.
He did ditch the hat. And plus if I was inclined to read too much into costuming changes, I would say that Carl has been disillusioned with the way his father has handled the zombie apocalypse, and so has decided not to wear the hat anymore.
That makes sense, because he's no longer idolizing him. Now he's like, what? Right. You don't know what's going on. You know, you grew up in a different world. This is the way the world works now. This is how we got to do things. I'm ditching this hat.
Right?
That's in the director.
Right? Oh. Yeah. That's going to be in the commentary.
Or he just lost it. Misplaced.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll find out if the hat resurfaces.
Mm-hmm. He went through a growth spurt. Maybe he outgrew it.
Maybe. But it was picking up for his dad. He's like a foot
taller. I mean.
Kid's got a big head.
It's an adult hat.
Yeah. I think that they should make a toy and there should be a zombie Carl with him wearing the hat. Maybe with like bite marks on it or something.
with bite marks.
Like, with like a piece, like, you know, when there's like a missing piece of pizza or something? I think that would be cool. Anyway, continue.
It was driving me crazy who his buddy was in the show, but he was the, I don't know if anyone here watched the show Everybody Hates Chris. Very funny and underrated show. It was Chris Rock's best friend.
Didn't end well.
He's also the voice of
Ferb. Yeah. Or Phineas. Yeah.
One of those two on Phineas and Ferb.
A great show.
So does that mean he have the pig disease? Is that what happened to him?
I don't know what happened to him. Mysterious.
He didn't cook his deer good enough?
Well,
I think Daryl has it on his hands.
There's no obvious... Can anybody hear me? You guys are just like talking.
We like our version of the story better.
Anyway, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched The Walking Dead, I have no idea where that illness comes from.
I do think that that's funny, Dave, because I'm always joking at Comic-Con that people are hand-licking son of a bitches, and that's how you get sick. Because people lick their hands, and that's what Daryl did, and then this kid dies.
Yeah, but the pig died first, and no one really had contact with the pig.
He might have been licking the pig, too.
He's a country boy. Yeah. It was just kind of a weird thing. Like, the guy, like, wanted to shake Daryl's hand. Like, he had to shake Daryl's hand. Now he's dead.
Oh.
Boom.
His hand was the vehicle that drove him to his death.
It's a carrier.
Yeah.
You're saying, Amanda, I'm sorry.
The hillbilly disease.
Hmm. The toothless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Violet the pig, she died too. Spoiler alert.
So to Randy's point that it was just super boring, I kind of feel, well, I mean, obviously, like, they're just trying to set up the fact that, you know, everything's been honky-dory for a really long time, and now the hammer's gonna fall.
I'm dropping the hammer, Harry!
With the death of Phineas.
That is his name.
Yeah, that's his name now. I think you guys are crazy. There was a lot of, no, there was a lot of action.
There was the crazy zombie wife lady that looked like a zombie herself that was just,
right.
Just freakish looking.
She was almost waiting for a zombie.
Yeah, I kept waiting for something exciting to happen there, and ooh, her husband's dead. Not a big reveal. I think we all saw that coming. Yeah. The most interesting thing that I got out of the episode was that the zombies seem to be adapting or coming to some greater herd mentality where they're all focusing their attacks on one small section of chain link rather than all being spread out. And you'll notice that the fence seems to give a whole lot more now. So that's ultimately leading up to the fact that they're going to have to hell out of that location because it's no longer safe. It will be overrun.
Right, and they held the whole thing with the helicopter and the zombies on their run. It was, there was quite a bit of action going on.
I thought it was kind of funny how the ceiling just all of a sudden started to keep giving away in different spots. They've been up there forever, and now the ceiling started to give in like 13 different places. I thought that was a little silly.
I think that the roof, well, they weren't, I can't really remember, but they weren't really moving around that much on the roof. They were kind of shuffling around, but mostly staying in place. But then the noise started drawing them closer to the helicopter, which had already weakened the roof. So, but yeah, like the random holes that they're just like continually falling through was kind of
convenient.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend to know too much about the structural integrity of that building, but I did think it was a little silly, but whatever. It's TV. It's drama.
The new showrunner, Scott Gimple, he's all about, you know, really throwing gasoline on the fire that is Walking Dead. And I think that's what we saw with Patrick's, you know, death at the end and reemergence, is that he's tired of the humans being the villain and the zombies being the villain. He's trying to introduce, like, a new threat. And I think that Patrick's, like, kind of going to be our patient zero. And I think it's going to really put a new slant on the series, kind of in the way that we learned in season two, that everyone's contagious. So, you know, we're gonna have to see. I think we're in for an interesting ride. So we got two yays, two nays. So
I was pretty cool with it. That's fine.
Yeah. Oh, just Randy's the only hater. You on an island of yourself, Randy?
That's okay. I'm not fed up with it enough to stop watching. But I don't know. I just want to see more happen.
So did you guys hear about the new Marvel TV shows with the success of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, do tell.
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is considered a success because they've actually ordered a full season. So they're in a full 22-episode arc for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC. In addition to that, Marvel wants to make 60 episodes of four new television shows that would air on one of the streaming services, be it your Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Plus, and WGA America.
Amazon Plus.
What? The same. I'd say Hulu Plus or Amazon Plus. Amazon Prime, Hulu Plus.
There you go.
Sorry.
So does that mean it's going to be like four 15-episode shows?
They haven't decided how they would divvy it up, whether it would be like two full shows and then like two like half shows, like, because Netflix is real big on like 13-episode shows. So if they sold a series to Netflix, it would probably be like a 13-episode arc. If they sold something to like an Amazon Prime or someone that would do digital downloads to where you could keep it and stuff, something like that would be like probably, I would estimate, a full show's run of like 22 episodes. Did I say it again?
No, I just thought of Hawk saying in stuff.
Stuff.
Just made me laugh. That's all. Yeah. Sorry.
Haley Atwell, who played Agent Carter in the Captain America movie, she did the short that's great. Did it with the Iron Man 3 DVD. She's expressed a lot of interest in having her own show. And Marvel's kind of teased that they would consider making her, you know, a character in her own show, whether it's, you know, Captain America's group still continuing the fight with her in charge. But other than that, there's really, really no details for the shows other than the fact that they want to expand into television more than they already are. So I don't know what you guys thought of that. If you think it's just, you know, they're just diluting their pools, if they're just spreading themselves too thin.
Yeah, I mean, when we had Scott Murray on the show from Beyond the Screen, or I'm sorry, Assembly of Geeks podcast, you know, we were commenting about, you know, being too much of a good thing and oversaturation in the market, and I think that this is a perfect example of that. I mean, who knows when this is going to happen? It could be, like, whatever, 2015, but either way, it's not stopping anytime soon, and by 2015, it might even be worse, and I think it's just too much.
Yeah,
too much of a good thing.
And Marvel's also starting to give their shortlist for Ant-Man, for the Ant-Man movie. And the rumors right now are Joseph Gordon-Levitt are the front runners to play Ant-Man in Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, which would be the first film in Marvel's Phase 3.
I heard Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Who was the other one?
And Paul Rudd.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, either one of those would be fun. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's kind of the go-to, you know, geek icon right now, it seems.
Everyone's like saying that they're casting him for things.
Yeah, I mean, first it was Batman, then it was just some role in the Justice League, and then it was Batman and the new Batman, and it just goes on and on and on. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt's name is thrown out there. It's almost like it's throw out a casting choice. Oh, I bet Mr. Gordon-Levitt would be interested. So we got that going for us as well. And then finally, New York Comic Con's given us was this weekend, and it gave us a treasure trove of Star Wars information. Are you guys up on your new Star Wars rumors?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What about the supposed working titles for Episode 7? Have you heard those ones?
Ooh, I have.
Uh-oh.
Rise of the Jedi and Return of the Sith. Apparently.
What?
Apparently, Luke. I guess Luke is getting Episode 7. George Lucas' son Jet has been going around to anyone who listened to him, telling him that George Lucas started working on the scripts to episode 7, 8, and 9 about a year before Disney bought them. So that would be approximately 2 years ago now. And yeah, the working titles being thrown around, you know, I'm sure, I hope neither one will be the final title, are Rise of the Jedi and Return of the Sith. So we'll have to wait and see.
You can't go Return of the Jedi, then Return of the Sith. That's just, that's stupid.
They go back and forth.
No. I'm not going to sit here and stand for this crazy talk.
You can't return twice.
No.
It's a U-turn.
You can have like 5 final destinations. You can return twice.
Yeah. How many Final Fantasies are there?
A lot. 14.
Yeah. Not counting like the 2s.
Right. And the 3s now.
Yeah.
Yeah, why can't it just be the Sith come back?
Come back, guys. You forgot your shit.
Star Wars, Episode 7, The Sith Come Back.
I like it. It's cold.
Episode 7, we ran out of stuff to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's no worse than Attack of the Clones.
There's nothing wrong with Attack of the Clones.
That's like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That sounds great. Sounds like a 50s monster movie.
I need a really cheesy theme song to go with it.
The Empire Strikes Back is just as bad as Attack of the Clones. Just we like Empire Strikes Back as a movie better. No. The title is just as bad.
No, it sounds cool. It sounds like they are getting their vengeance.
Yeah, it is a cheesy title.
Of the Clones. Oh. The clones are attacking.
Not really. They're at the end for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's more than 5 seconds.
And it's not like they're maliciously attacking. They're, like, defending.
Yeah, and they're attacking stupid...
Defend of the clones.
The defense of the clones.
doesn't ring off, no. Roll off the tongue as well. I mean, and the Mighty Jared agreed with me. He said episode 2 was better than episode 4 as well, so...
No, I'm pretty sure he disagreed with you.
No, he said it was... You can tweet at the Mighty Jared that he loves episode 2 the best.
Yeah. He's got some horrible taste.
I think he also prefers Rocky 5.
Yeah.
You know, so bad. Anyways, on top of that, we're getting a lot more news on Star Wars Rebels.
Like what? What's happening?
Well, we all know that Star Wars Rebels is going to take place between Episode 3 and 4, and they released the first image of what the villain in Rebels is going to be. He's going to be the Inquisitor. And he's going to be...
Is he Darth Inquisitor? Or is he just
Inquisitor? Right now it's just the Inquisitor. He's being tasked by Lord Vader to hunt down all the Jedi because Vader's like, you know, I killed the big ones. You know, you can take the B-Squad. He's like the agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, Vader is the Avengers. He took out the big guys. This guy's agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He can take out the little pissants.
But wait, is he a Sith?
He has lightsabers and he has training to some extent. But he is not a full-blooded Sith. He's kind of like a Ventress.
He's like an acolyte.
Yeah, he's. I would consider him like Ventress.
Oh,
to where she
Sith light.
But isn't Sith just
one calorie, not Sith enough?
Isn't it just kind of like their own way of schooling people though? Like, you know, there's Jedi and there are Sith. It's not exactly like a.
There are different trains of thought. The Sith are actually a race of people.
What?
And it turns into, you know, the opposite of Jedi, the Sith, and in its current incarnation, I mean. In reality, there can be a million Sith. You know, that's in the past, you know, they had Sith galore, all the Sith. In Palpatine's time, though, they have the rule of 2, to where there's only supposed to be 2 Sith at any given time.
That's something they pretty much made up because they're power hungry motherfuckers and they don't want a bunch of people.
Exactly. So, yeah, so what happened is a guy named Darth Bane, you know, thousands of years before A New Hope, he realized that the Sith was corroding from within. You know, they had bureaucracy and their leaders were pieces of shit. And. The only way the Sith were going to survive is if they became this super tight subsect. And so he instituted...
Wait, so the only way they'll survive is if they kill everybody?
Something like that. they were going down a path of ruin. The message was being diluted because there were so many people just vying for power. There was, you know, hundreds of different Sith trying to be like the Sith Lord. And there was just infighting and it wasn't working. And so he instituted the rule of 2, a master and an apprentice. You know, one day the apprentice would rise up and destroy the master. But they would live in the shadows and they would bide their time. And at one point the Jedi would make the same mistake that the Sith were making and they would become... Loaded, and obviously that's what we saw with Palpatine and Vader, or Palpatine and Dooku, or Palpatine and Maul, is that the Empire, the Galactic Republic, just got too fat on its own coffers, got tied up in the bureaucracy, and the Sith were able to just decimate them.
Ooh.
And so as it stands right now between 3 and 4, there's only 2 official Sith, but, you know, Ventress is still out there. You know, this Inquisitor guy is still out there. So, you know, there are people that have training in the Sith arts, but who aren't Dark Lord of the Siths.
Oh.
Is Darth Maul still floating around out there somewhere? Whatever happened to him once he got his little robot legs?
I don't think they killed him off.
I don't think they did either.
Yeah, so,
and Clone Wars is done, so that means it's up in the air still.
So Maul's still out there. I mean, and Dave Filoni, the guy who did Clone Wars, he's kind of spearheading Rebels as well. He's got a real good vision of what he wants the show to be. So, you know, I'm excited. Hopefully it'll work. You know, they had that 16-second teaser that we talked about last week.
Which is just the Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
Is it going to be told from the Empire's point of view, or the Rebels are the bad guys?
Yeah, the Empire's the good guys. They're very well received in the core systems. They're like, they brought law to a Wild West environment kind of thing. So they're kind of looked at as heroes, but they're not looked upon so favorably in the Outer Rim. You know, the further out you get from Coruscant, which is basically the core of the universe, of their universe, you know, the further out you get, planets like Tatooine, anything that's considered Outer Rim like that, they kind of thrive on the lawlessness, and they don't want the meddling Empire sticking their nose in their affairs.
Where can our listeners go to sign up to join the Evil Galactic Empire?
They can shoot me an email at david@galaxy.com. I'll draft him into my imperial fleet.
Yeah, David's our official imperial liaison.
Yeah, I'm the recruiter.
We're gonna put up some posters.
There's some questions, but you know, I'm sure we can work our way around it.
Who is the poster child for recruitment? Is it Darth Vader, like an Uncle Sam poster, or is it more like Sidious?
They go the other way. Their recruitment is to show you the traitors. So like, I'm sure during episode 3 and 4 there'll be like posters of, you know, someone like Yoda, you know, and they'll say like for crimes against the Empire, you know. I'm sure that the Jedi will their poster children to adopt them. During like the 4, 5, and 6 time, their recruitment posters were like pictures of Luke, like wanted for mass murder. Because he murdered all the people on the Death Star. You know, heaven forbid they talk the Death Star murdered everyone on Alderaan, but you know, that's
In the good times of the Empire, though, when they don't really have anybody hated that they're pursuing, they just used images of stormtroopers, like, be one of the many, the proud, the ass-kicking dudes in white armor that's completely ineffective.
Yeah, and they released a propaganda poster for Rebels that is just exactly what Randy said. It's four Empires, or four stormtroopers, like kind of like that 40s type, you know, artwork, and it's just, you know, for the Empire. Mm. So, yeah, so that's kind of cool. And then lastly, I know we're all big Disneyland fans, and James Cameron is apparently too. He is going to introduce Avatar Land at Disney's Magic Animal Park in Florida.
No.
An entire land dedicated to the Navi and the worlds of Pandora.
Tell me it's not going to be called Avatar Land.
I mean, that's what it's called right now. I mean, hopefully they'll change it, but, you know.
Yeah, I want this called Pandora.
I forgot the planet was called Pandora. That's dumb.
Whole system.
It's dumb? Is that
yeah. Saying?
Why? I like Pandora. I'm in a community group that talks about Pandora and how wonderful it is.
They're great. It's such heavy-handed, like, symbolism.
Right.
Calling the planet Pandora.
Well.
Pandora's box. Get it? For
Get it?
Yeah. I'm helping our listeners along that may not be as well-read.
But the planet's round? How could it be like a box? It doesn't make sense.
Guys.
I'll show you a box.
Like a heart-shaped box? Nirvana style? But that's all I got. Randy, I hear you got a fun little list for us.
Oh, I do. Let me just pull that up.
I bet it makes us all happy and not angry at all.
Now, this should be a fun list, and I've culled this one from a website called The Top Tens. And this actually... It's fun. It's actually the top 100 worst actors. Now, I'm not going to go over all 100 with you, but there are some ridiculous choices in here. I'm going to quickly go over the top 10, then maybe cherry pick a few other fun ones as we go down, because I have to say, and oftentimes I'll agree with our lists that I find here that I tell you guys about, but this one is just silly.
So give us the top 100 from the top 10 list.
I'm going to give you number one.
Already?
Worst actor.
Whoa. Gotta buy me dinner first, Randy. Come on.
All right.
Can't start at one.
We'll start at 10.
It's fucking anarchy.
This one's for all you X-Files fan. Number 10, Gillian Anderson.
Oh, I know.
I don't think she's that bad an actor.
She's with David Duchovny now.
I think she's
on Facebook. Oh, wait, no. They posted on Reddit.
Yeah, I saw that picture, but I've heard otherwise that she digs chicks now.
Yeah.
She was on X-Files. She can't.
I'm pretty sure that that's accurate, Randy.
I'm pretty sure I heard it from you.
Wait,
Justin,
which one?
So.
That she likes the ladies.
Yeah.
It was on the internet. She was with David Duchovny. The internet would never lie to us.
That is just a photo op in bed or wherever they were together. It doesn't necessarily
mean...
You
can't get in bed with somebody you're not in love with?
No, you can't.
Well, touche. I guess I can't argue with that.
I like her. She's got the red hair there. She wore shoulder pads and her suits in the X-Files.
It was the 90s. Even the dudes wore shoulder pads in their suits.
Yeah. I mean, did she do anything? I mean, what has she done other than X-Files, really?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't really... It's hard to judge an actor off of a sci-fi television show.
Right.
Anyone really in a sci-fi television show is pretty bad.
No.
What are you talking about?
Patrick Stewart,
anyone?
Next Generation sucks.
He cries, as Dave would say. He's a crier.
He is. He's a baby.
He's the town.
Only in the movies.
Oh my god! Yeah, only in the movies. Only in the important parts.
Yeah.
And the show, he's whining too. Like all the big episodes, like the finale and stuff like that. He's whining and crying about Beverly Crusher leaving him, and like he's old. I'm so old, and I got these vines of grapes here. I don't know what to do.
I hate you so much.
Kirk is so much better than Picard.
The worst.
You know what? You know who's better is Chris Pine as Kirk. He is the best Kirk. He's the best captain.
No. You know who the best captain is? Archer from Enterprise.
Dude, that show is so horrible. I was watching it. I like blew up on a man. The poor thing I hit with both barrels. I was totally nuts. How horrible Enterprise is. That show sucks.
No. Get past the first couple episodes. It gets amazing.
Oh my god.
I should start watching season 3. Like, skip the first 2 seasons completely.
The theme song? My god. What decade is that from?
It's Rod Stewart, man.
Just fast forward through that crap. I hate the theme song for that, too.
Hey, yeah. What's with their oil baths that they take where they just... They get under, like, a black light and rub oil for each other?
They gotta decontaminate because they don't have the barrier between space like the new Enterprises do, so they have to decontaminate.
God, what a dumb show. I hated myself for watching it. I only have, what, 3 more seasons to go? How many seasons are there?
There's 5 seasons.
Oh, my God.
But, it started on season 3. Completely skip season 1 and 2. It's awful. I will never defend season 1 and 2.
But I mean, if you're a completist, if you're a purist, you want to watch it. You want to watch it in order.
I'm not going to buff you until you have to watch like 2 seasons before it gets good. I'm telling you, it does. It's terrible for 2 seasons, so start on 3.
Yeah. I was like sitting in my own sick. I was so just grossed out by how dumb that.
I've been too bad then. You
finished. Yeah, I know. That's true. Yeah.
Must have had
some fun. I don't think
there.
He meant that sick.
Oh yeah.
I think he meant the sick that came out of his mouth.
Oh yeah. I don't think he. I think he meant the other kind.
That's filth.
Yeah.
Sitting in your own filth.
No, I think filth is the other stuff. I think sick is the stuff that comes at your front part.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mean I mess myself. I mean I mess myself.
I just recently started watching Voyager.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Dude, I've never watched that series. I've watched every other Star Trek series beginning to end, and I have never sat there and watched that. I've caught an episode here and there. And I'm more than halfway through season 1, and all I keep thinking is, when do they get 7 of 9? When do they get 7 of 9?
Not till
later.
30.
Yeah.
And then I hate Janeway's voice so goddamn much.
I watched the finale. I watched the pilot and the finale and nothing in between.
But you know who I absolutely love on that show? The Doctor.
Oh, Holger.
Robert Picardo. He is awesome.
He's good.
He's a cool guy, too.
I like B'Elanna Torres in her Klingon outfit.
Yeah, I just saw the episode today where she was stripped of her Klingon part. Put the makeup back on.
Yeah. She's hot in the makeup. I agree.
Cranial ridges make me hot.
I know. What does that say about me as a man?
My sister got me a production still of her in her Klingon outfit.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, thanks. This doesn't go with anything in my room, but I'll take it. This could go under the mattress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the special collection.
The master's private reserve.
Yeah. Continue.
All right, so this isn't going quick at all because we're only at number nine.
What?
Number nine. Brad Pitt.
Who?
Brad Pitt.
Oh, he's fine. I like him.
Apparently, whoever made this jackass list, not so much. Number eight, I'll agree with. Zac Efron.
Shut your hole.
Yeah.
Zac Efron is a national treasure, both in America and Canada. He was in three High School Musicals. Three. How many High School Musicals have you been in? He was in three.
I avoid musicals.
The whole school base was professional dancers.
What's it called? High School Musical? It's too earnest.
What's it called?
I wouldn't be able to handle it.
There's irony in it. There's irony in everything.
Yeah, they all get pregnant.
Yeah. And sing about it.
It's ironic because none of them are in high school. They're all too old.
Yeah.
It's ironic. It's like a song.
Don't you think?
Moving on. Number seven.
Anyway.
Nicolas Cage should be number two.
Nicolas Cage
is a national treasure. Oh.
You know, I'm going to actually agree with Amanda on this. I don't mind Nick Cage as much as you guys apparently do.
I love him, a national treasure, and like one or two other things, but he just does. He is like someone else on your list, Mr. Costner, who just should be more choosy.
Did you really just jump?
I thought he was in the teens. Yeah.
I was going to say.
I think that he's a good actor. It's just he can say no. I mean, maybe he can't because he has all his tax problems, but like choose better parts.
Yeah.
When he's in good movies, he's good.
Like, I don't think he needs money. I really don't. I think Nick Cage is set for life.
No, he's got like super IRS problems. Like he had to sell like four of his houses.
Oh, poor fucking baby. Four of his
no money. Like he's like destitute. Like Nicolas Cage has $0.
Hence Ghost Rider 2.
Google it.
Well, that's unfortunate, but you know what? I feel no sympathy whatsoever because that asshole had to have made so much money over his life. What the hell did he do with it all?
He goes to those check cashing places.
He bought like 10 houses. Yeah. That's what he did.
Yeah, he shows up at the check cashing place and like $20 million paycheck.
Just buy one really nice house and stash the rest of the money aside and just travel with it. You don't need to buy a home everywhere you go.
I think that's what he does. I think he gold plates everything too.
He doesn't trust hotels.
Yeah.
His dog is gold plated.
Doesn't walk very fast, but gold plated. C-3P dog.
Number six, Robert Pattinson.
What?
I don't think he's famous enough to be. Oh, that Robert Pattinson. Oh my! I'll be quiet for this part.
Number five, I'm gonna skip right over that douche. So.
No. Justin likes him.
Who? I like him when he's Cedric Diggory and gets abacadabra to the face.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much, that's as much as I can. Handle
that was
too.
His best role ever.
You didn't like Water for Elephants?
Didn't see it.
No. I got the book, but I didn't read it. Before I knew it was going to be a movie. It doesn't say, like, now a major motion picture on it, starring Robert Pattinson.
Doesn't have Renee Zellweger and Pattinson on the cover?
No, it's got the regular cover, a la carte. Yeah, but then animals die, so that's why I don't want to read it. I get sad. Because, you know, I don't know how many circus folk listen to this podcast, but apparently there's some mistreatment of animals, and that makes me sad, so I don't want to read it.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I did see that movie.
Anyway.
Number five, Keanu Reeves.
What?
Yep.
Dude, he's awesome.
Are you kidding? He should have been number fucking one.
Keanu Reeves is a saint.
Yeah, he is. I think he's so goddamn cool.
He is a gentleman and a scholar.
He is a saint.
Okay, you know what his best movie is?
They're all tied for first, Randy. Oh,
no.
I, too, have a troubled sister like Johnny Depp, and I would like to think that I would be as nice to my sister as Johnny Depp is.
We're talking about Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. That's what I mean. They're not the same person?
No.
You sure?
I thought I was stroking out there for a second. Like, I just missed half of this list.
Brain fried. Oh, Keanu Reeves is an interesting choice. Like Nick Cage.
I agree. Some of his movies are okay, but I don't buy him personally. I don't believe anything that comes out of his mouth.
He was Neo.
When they make a Bill and Ted 3, I'll see it. I'll buy that because that's him.
Yeah, okay, so he's got Bill and Ted 1, Bill and Ted 2, which isn't as good as
questionable,
one, but it's still watchable.
Yeah.
He's got 1.5 Matrix movies.
Did you see The Gift where he's like a bad guy? He's like a wife-beaten, murdering son of a
bitch? No.
Oh, he's
Constantine.
He's scary in that movie. I love Constantine. That movie's awesome.
That was like Matrix 3.5. Anyway, number four, getting this train back on the rails here. Steven Seagal.
He's pretty big.
I know, there's really nothing that can be said
he's
about
not even
that.
Relevant enough, to be honest.
I know, it's kind of funny.
100 people. It's got some pretty irrelevant people in it. Number three, Kristen Stewart.
Oh.
Agreed. Number two, Miley Cyrus.
Wait.
She's
an actress still. You're going too fast, because I happen to like Kristen Stewart.
You don't.
I think she's fabulous.
You don't. You just want to be a contrarian.
No. I think she's wonderful.
What do you like her in?
I like her in Into the Wild, where she plays this trailer trash girl that is very interested in Alexander Supertramp. And I like her in the Twilight movies.
And Adventureland in Snow White.
I don't like the Snow White movie. It's not so good. And it feels like it never ends. That has to be the longest movie ever.
Still haven't seen that one, but I do intend to.
It's at least 16 hours.
That's not even the director's cut.
No, it's bad. It's long. I like the idea of it.
I don't think they cut anything in the cutting room. Like, they have like alternate takes and everything. It's just like we're just not going to stop the camera.
But I like Kristen Stewart, and I get offended when people make fun of her, because I think she's a wonderful human being.
But you like emotionless robots, though.
That's true. I just don't get why everyone hates on her. I don't think that it's right. So what if she cheated on her?
I don't like her because she always looks like she's smelling something gross.
Maybe she is. She's got to go to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I'm socially awkward.
She's had to have like laser surgery to remove excess like unwanted hair on her face, because they put this stuff on your skin before they zap it, and it smells like rotted milk.
If we don't go to number two, I'm going to say something terrible. So let's move on.
What are you going to say?
I'm just saying maybe she's always smelling something terrible.
Oh, I think she is a fine young woman, in a good way.
Zipping my lip.
Oh yeah.
Number two, Miley Cyrus, which I didn't even think.
Yeah, she's been on like three episodes of Two and a Half Men and Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
That's a kids program. It's like the modern day Charles in Charge.
Oh, I like Charles in Charge. Is Scott Baio on this list? He's Bob Blah Blah, you know.
Yeah. I know. I haven't scrolled down far enough to see if he was on the list, but there's some other inflammatory ones I do want to throw out there. I'm just going to go ahead and drop number one on you guys.
Drop it.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, no way. She's amazing. She was in that Wax movie.
Yeah, House of Wax.
There you go.
She got a hollow pipe through her head. Yeah. She wasn't bad in that, but she played a total whore, and she just died a screaming death.
I don't like her because she's one of those chicks who just like bobs on the top of it. She doesn't go all the way down.
And that's the thing too. Yeah, it's even commented here on this little list here saying she can't even act in her own sex cape.
Yeah.
She can't even act like she wants to be there.
If you're gonna film a porno, you might as well be good at it. You can't just play with the tip.
Don't just nibble the tip.
You gotta go full force.
Tip to base.
Yeah, it's simple. It's math.
Science.
Well, I would defend her. She kept getting arrested for like DUIs and stuff, and you get so mad at me at work because I would defend her. You're like, she's a horrible human being, Justin. I'm like, no, she's just, no one's giving her a chance. And you're like, they're giving her like 18 chances. She keeps going to jail, getting out. And I can honestly say that I genuinely felt bad for her in the mid-2000s when everyone was attacking her. That's it. I'm done.
Okay.
Are you done?
I'm just saying, I'm a kind human being. I have a heart. I'm tender. It's all an act.
What else on those, Randy? If we're just this, something else
this one's way higher on the list than I would have expected. I think we pretty much all respect this actor. Number 13, Johnny Depp.
I don't. I think he is weird just to be weird. Like, he wears those dumb hats and the scarves and the glasses. I think he's just doing that to be like, oh, look at me. I think he's a character of what we think actors should be like.
Yeah, because he thinks people
want... He's the original hipster.
Yeah, people think we want to see Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas all the time, so he wants to be weird like that.
Yeah. I think I did mention on the podcast once that he is a fine humanitarian and goes and visits children's hospitals.
Yeah, kids in hospitals dressed as Captain Jack, yeah.
Amazing, but I think he's a total weirdo.
Yeah, definitely a weird guy, but not a bad actor. Number 18 on this list, Kevin Costner. I never thought he was a bad actor.
He just does bad
movies. Waterworld.
Oh, come on,
you guys.
He wasn't acting horribly in it. It was just a bad movie.
Yeah,
no,
it was
I'm saying
a bad movie.
Waterworld's
his
a good
fault.
Movie. Like, why is he on this list?
There you go. I like Silverado.
That I like really... Tin Cup and Bull Durham and Field of Dreams.
I don't like Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah? It's long. You really have to love baseball to love Field of Dreams.
I was going
to
say.
That movie's all about, like, James Earl Jones.
He's a dick. Oh, it is? I missed that.
No, I mean, he's like the...
He should walk around as Darth Vader. Maybe I'll notice him next time.
Or like Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Yeah.
Or CNN. Same voice. Three paychecks.
Or CNN.
He was raking it in with that voice. Who else is on this list?
Number 24, Julia Roberts. I wouldn't have thought she'd be up that high on the list.
She's a likable broad.
She is a respected actor.
Speaking of terrible Snow White movies, you guys see Mirror Mirror?
Oh.
The movie's like 95 minutes. It took me like 9 times on Netflix to watch. What's anyway. On your list, Randy?
Well, let's see. I've got number 35, Shaq, followed up by number 36, Tara Reid.
I don't have words for that, except that Shaq was in Grown Ups 2 and he was funny.
38, Adam Sandler.
He's pretty bad.
Ben Stiller, number 42.
That's not fair.
That's not cool. Coolio, number 44.
Wahlberg.
Cameron Diaz, 46. Tom Cruise, 47.
You know, Tom Cruise is a good actor. People hate on him, but I'll watch a Tom Cruise
movie. I watch every movie he's... I haven't seen Oblivion yet, but I've watched every other movie he's ever made.
Yeah, I like Tom Cruise. In Oblivion, I enjoyed Oblivion.
It's on my list. I'm going to watch it on the Redbox there, but I just haven't gotten a chance yet.
Tom Cruise made Oblivion enjoyable. Okay. Like, there were parts of the movie that were just focused on his face, and I just felt like... It was so compelling just watching him thinking.
All right. Well, keep in mind that everybody that we've already mentioned on this list is considered a worse actor than the ones that I'm currently mentioning. So everyone I mentioned further down we go are considered better actors. All right. Number 53 on this list, we've got Tom Green. 54, Charlie Sheen. Brendan Fraser at 56. Elizabeth Berkley, one of your favorites and mine from Saved by the Bell, 58 on the list. Schwarzenegger, 60. Dane Cook, 61. Justin's favorite. Shatner, 63. And the list goes on and on. Paul Walker, 67. Richard Gere, 66. Oh, my God.
That's a lot of people.
This is a lot of people.
It's everyone in Hollywood.
Jim Carrey, number 75. And this Quentin Tarantino, number 78. Chris Klein, 79.
He is the worst.
Actor than Tarantino in the eyes of this
relevant,
list.
If he were relevant, he'd be number one.
That's sad when someone's not relevant anymore. I hope that never happens for me.
You've never been relevant to me.
I know. I don't want to be relevant and then all of a sudden just fall off the face of the earth like no one cares. That's just sad.
You're relevant to us, Justin.
I would rather be irrelevant to the world than be somebody and then no one care anymore.
Well, the trick is just not to suck.
You don't want to be one of those B-listers walking down some red carpet and have somebody ask who you are because they legitimately don't know.
That's the worst.
And they don't care. When they find out who they are, they care even less.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's more than 100 on this?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm not going to keep
going. So we're done with the list. Justin, you got a fun game for us?
I do. Well, I don't know if it's fun, but we do have a game.
Sweet. I like fun.
I got to find it. I had it, but now I don't have it anymore. Okay, here we go. All right, yes, so, back by popular demand is the Rejected Film Trailers game.
Yay!
I
hope they're hard.
They're a little difficult, but I am going to need all three of you to guess. Now, when you think you know the right answer, feel free to shout it out. However, if you shout out the incorrect answer, your turn is done for that round. Shout it out when you know it. Just make sure you're right, or you die.
Man, I don't want to die.
All right, are we ready?
Ready. In a world.
You after my job?
I do the jokes here, right?
Here we go. In a world where jumping to another world is as easy as walking through a gate.
Stargate.
Correct.
Damn it.
You guessed too early, Amanda.
Jumpers don't go to different planets, they go to different cities.
Oh, that's right. They are going to different planets.
Look to the stars in this sci-fi action adventure where pyramids, gods, and homeless desert folk collide. And the answer was Stargate. David is correct.
Yes. Damn it. On the board.
On the
good
board.
Answer, good answer.
It's a big board. You'll see the big board. that's a fun
number one answer.
All right, here we go. In a world where even an amateur hockey player can join the PGA, he will stop at nothing.
Happy Gilmore.
To save his grandmother's house, but Shooter has him in his sights. David is correct with two.
Thanks. I see where this one's going already.
All right.
I was like, how could you put a hockey movie in?
It's a golf movie.
It's a golf movie.
I realize that.
And we're all upper, lower, middle class people that know how to play golf, so it makes sense. Are we ready?
I find that statement offensive.
What? I covered everything. I said upper, middle, lower class. I mean,
no class, sir.
I mean, we are white. That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. In a world where two cops believe that being bad is
bad
good.
Boys 2.
Bad Boys 1.
The same rules apply to the first time we played this, where if they are sequels, all you have to do is just name, you know, the movie, and it counts. So, like, you wouldn't have to guess Rocky 5.
You got the franchise.
Say, yes. So just get the franchise. That is correct. And I heard David first.
Yeah.
In a world where two cops believe being bad is good, they ride together and die together. Bad Boys. David?
For life.
David has three. You are dominating this board. In a world where if you want the ultimate, you have to be willing to pay
point
the
break.
Price.
Wow.
Right. Everything else is 100% pure adrenaline.
Clearly I need to see that movie.
That movie's fucking awesome. You haven't seen Point Break?
he will not leave my house tonight without my copy of Point Break.
Anyway, moving on. David has a commanding lead with four. In a world filled with outlaws, a kid, a doc, and an Indian. Excuse me.
Back to the Future.
A Mexican Indian, you Indian. Son of a bitch.
Oh, Young Guns.
Very yes. good. Randy is on the board.
Never even
damn
heard
it.
That movie.
My shootout is ruined.
Oh, it's the second best Western ever made.
Man.
Tombstone.
I enjoy Unforgiven? Young Guns. Unforgiven was badass.
Unforgiven is... Okay, so it's the third best Western ever made. Still pretty good. It's in the top three.
Better than Silverado?
Well, so Silverado's pretty good, too. It's the fourth best Western ever made.
What about Back to the Future 3?
Ooh, that's a good one. I would put Young Guns over Back to the Future 3.
What about Good, yeah. the Bad, and the Ugly?
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
That's good, but it's long as fuck.
It yeah. is. It's a bit long.
It's like five VHS tapes.
It's at least.
It's one of those big old bulky ones.
Looks all stupid.
So dumb. Anyway, next one. In a world where in order to catch a criminal, you must become the criminal. It's like looking into a mirror, only not.
Face Off?
Very good, Randy. Number
Whoa.
Two.
Pulling it out.
Yeah, and then putting it back in. Oh, yeah. Anyway, in a world where an unsinkable ship sinks.
Titanic.
I heard Amanda first.
I heard Amanda third.
I heard her third, too.
I heard Randy first.
On the playback, you'll hear her first, I guarantee it.
Well, I'm standing next to Randy, so I would hear him last.
That might be true. Anyway, moving on. In a world where everyone is a suspect, people you go to school with are dropping like flies and might be your best friend killing them. Don't answer your phone unless you think you're pretty good at scary movie trivia.
Scream?
Correct. Scream? I had to give away a lot of clues on that one. What's that?
Trying to answer slower.
Are you? Don't.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still gonna win. I'm gonna.
Yeah, he's got this.
I just want it to be up by one, and then I'll crush Randy's soul. I want to give him like false hope.
You just assume that there's 10 questions. I could go on forever.
That's perfect.
It could be 100, just like our top 10 list.
I could play this game for the rest of my life.
All right, let's do it.
It's a great game.
Are we ready?
Ready.
In a world where time travel is possible, all you need is the secret ingredient.
Back to the Future.
Too bad this commie drink is illegal. But where else can
hot tub time machine?
Very good. David, Hot Tub Time Machine.
I blew my load too early.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen that? Oh, it's the best.
It is a good movie.
It's the best time travel movie.
Second one's not going to be as good, though.
So they had to drink the hot tub water?
No. Wait. Or Chernobyl. It's called Chernobyl.
Oh.
It's like a Red Bull, and it has this ingredient, the nitrotrimonium, that'll fuck with the time machine to make you go back in time.
Oh.
It's fucking. I disagree with Randy's statement. I think the second one will be better because they replaced Cusack with Adam Scott, who I love.
I like
that. I don't know who that is.
He's the brother from Step Brothers, like the bad brother. He's funny. You like him.
Okay.
Yeah. You like him, don't worry.
I like him in Eastbound Down when he's playing like the recruiter for like the Florida team, and he's like, got any credentials? And he's like, yeah, and he whips out this American Express black card, and he's like, oh, it's black, is that better than gold? He's like, gold will get you tickets to see the Jonas Brothers, black will have all three sucking your dick. Oh, I'm steaming just thinking about it. Alright. Last one. Are you guys ready? This is obviously just for fun because Dave is in the lead with 6. Randy has 2. Amanda has 1.
Making this a 10-question game.
Well, I know you guys do that, but I had to give the illusion of hope.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I like hard times.
Well, stick it in.
You'll be doing hard time. Have you ever take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia? Sorry.
Big Boss Man style.
Right.
I was like in Randy's with the, like the last time I stick it in you. Gotta love the KGB. Anyway, in a world where these thieves and beggars are disinclined to acquiesce your requests, however, Pirates
of the Caribbean.
Good. Pirates of the Caribbean. If you have some booty, they'd be happy to take it off your hands. Yo ho.
Unable to acquiesce to your demands. That means no.
I'm disinclined to acquiesce to your request. Means no.
I love Barbossa.
He's a good pirate.
He is. He talks smart.
And David wins with 7.
Yeah, domination. I'm rubbing Randy's face into my taint right now.
Ooh.
It's true.
What's a taint? I don't know.
Sounds bad.
Very good, David. You win the prize.
Yeah, what do I win?
A selfie of my penis.
Sweet. Can't wait to see it.
Now, is your penis the one taking the selfie, or...
Like, left balls, like, holding it up.
Can I please see, like, some animated version of a penis taking a picture?
Sure.
That would explode the internet.
Yeah.
Like, it would be... No one would take pictures of cats anymore.
Yeah.
But I'd have to kind of have my face kind of off to the side so people knew it was me.
So yes, you can get credit. You don't want to be.
Like how when I was teen that time and I sent that picture with my head peeking out. That was awesome.
It was cute. That was it was almost like you had to prove to Randy and I that you weren't taking a picture of someone else's penis.
Yeah. It's like,
no, it's me. I swear I didn't sneak into the men's room and take someone else's.
But I discovered that that's a really flattering angle to take a picture of your junk at. And I tried that myself once. It looks a lot better than it actually does in real life.
It's like you're photobombing yourself.
It's kind of.
Your penis, like, you stuck your
finger. Yeah, it's like you stick your fingers out, just like you're giving it rabbit ears.
Yeah,
it's
fun. Yeah. Good times.
Don't worry, that's a photo I'm not going to send you guys.
Nice. Well, cool. I had a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun today?
I did. I burned a lot of calories laughing.
Oh, yeah? That's awesome. You guys got anything else to add today?
Oh, you know what? I would like to talk about Indie Rain. That's cool with you guys?
Sure. Floor is yours.
Yay. So indierain.com, and that's like R-E-I-G-N, like the reign of a king, basically.
Like reign of fire.
Yeah, that too. So indierain.com is this website where you can stream independent films. They are independent film marketplace where filmmakers connect directly with their audience and film fans discover a world of rewarding cinematic experiences. Sounds fun, right? So the way it works is independent filmmakers that make their movies and they're in the process of trying to get them distributed can upload their films to IndieRain.com where we, the viewers, can check them out. We can rent them for like $1 to $3 and the money goes to the filmmaker, which is actually pretty cool because in most cases you're sitting around shopping your movie and you're not making any money in the process. In the meantime, you can upload your movie to IndieRain, and people can rent it. The money goes straight to the filmmaker. IndieRain does take a 30% cut, but I mean, what's 30 cents when you're making 70? I think it's a fair deal. It's better than no money, right? So it's a pretty sweet deal. Go check it out. There's a billion movies on their website. Not quite a billion, but plenty. Enough to keep you busy. And they even reward you if you pimp out these movies. If you say, oh, hey, I watched this movie and shared it on Twitter, they keep track of that sort of thing. Or Facebook, mind you, too. And then you can get free movies, or free rentals, rather, just for advertising for their website. Kind of cool.
Good way. Sounds pretty darn cool.
Yeah, a good way to spread the word. So that's fun. So check it out. IndieRain.com. Yeah. I should mention it's free to join. There's no charges. It's not like Netflix where you pay, you know, $8 a month for streaming. You just pay when you rent. That's it.
That's cool. Like Redbox.
Exactly. Except you don't have to take it back because it's right there on your computer.
Even better.
Even better. And they're based out of New Zealand, which is kind of cool because, you know, the Lord of the Rings movies and all.
I think it sounds like a really great resource for people wanting new independent films that aren't necessarily out on the market yet, because there's a lot of really good stuff that either never gets distributed or takes a whole long time before it actually makes it out to the public. So not only is this a great way for those filmmakers to get a little bit of money in the process, but just to get the word out there, and any buzz they can generate in the process will just help it in the selling, help it as a selling point later, you know?
Absolutely. And it's not just limited to feature films. There could be instructional videos. It could be shorts. It could be all kinds of stuff. Any real video that you want to make money on, you could basically upload to this.
Yeah, that's a cool site.
It is a cool site.
It's your friend Billy Zane. He's
he's a cool dude. Take us out.
Well, I hope you guys all had as much fun as we did. If you're like me, this is the saddest part of your week, because now you have to wait 7 more days for another Geek Legacy podcast. There's more Geek Legacy stuff out there. You can listen to the Pixelated podcast with Stephen K. James and our own Justin Cavender, where they talk about everything video game related, news, reviews, and just their musings. You can also catch the Comic Book Corner with Jeff and Tyler, where they talk about things on their pull list, and is a really good resource for people either who are hardcore comic fans or just kind of want to be in the know. So check us out at Geek Legacy on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, geeklegacy.com, and yeah, you guys stay classy. Have a great week.